Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, my friends, it has come to the time. You've listened to me now for 6 days, 6 weeks, 6 months, 6 years, and you've wondered, am I ever going to do anything? Is it possible for me to change? Can I do it? Can I possibly change? Can I make the big, giant step, the leap, as they would say, forward into being in a position where I have my life back? I worked hard. I had a good job. I have a good job. I've got a college education even. I've done everything they told me to do. I'm married. I got kids. On the surface, my life is perfect. But there's something inside, something that's missing. It's that knowing in the back of my head, I can't do what I want, when I want, with whomever I want, and afford to do it. It's that thing in my head, the little thing in my head going, hey, I got to get up and go to work. Hey, we're going to go to the Final Four. Yeah, that sounds great, but I got to get up and go to work. I went out last night with a bunch of people. Real estate investors, all of them. I mean, there's probably 25 people there, maybe a little more, maybe a little less. 25, I think, would be about right. And we're sitting in this room. We have rented this room at an expensive steakhouse, and everybody's getting served steak or lobster or whatever they want, top of the line, watching the Final Four. Everybody in there is a real estate investor. Everybody in there is successful. And individual after individual after individual came up to me and said, hi, I want to meet you, thank you, listen to you every day on the radio. But they're already there. They're already financially free. They've already got these businesses. They're already at the top of the rung of echelon of financial position. But that's not what they envied. What they envied was, I'm 70 years old and I'm in better shape than all of them, every single one in the room. And I don't mean that meanly or not even arrogantly. I'm just telling you a fact. They don't have the time to work out. They don't have the time for a diet. Now, there were a few guys in there that were that successful that still had the time. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to go too far off. But in general, there were still people in there that were in the hustle. They were fighting. They were grinding. They were trying to get through life, pushing the rock up the hill. And I'm sitting there enjoying their company. By the way, they're all really great people. They're fun to talk to because they're all successful people. Anybody that successful is fun to talk to because, I mean, my gosh, you can learn something from everybody. And then you get out the pictures and the kids and the this and the that. And I tell you what, it's so cool. I want to tell you that success so has doppelgangers all over the place. People just like you go, really? And so we were talking to this one guy. His name is Stephen Smith. And he's a great guy. And, man, one of the highly, highly educated guys, he's a syndicator for Wall Street. I mean, he raised billions of dollars for projects. I mean, it was just great talking to the guy. And then we whipped out doggy pictures. I will never, ever, ever believe this happened. In fact, I woke up this morning, my wife's still in bed sleeping. And when she wakes up, I go, did it really happen that I pulled out my picture of my husky, I have a Palmsky. I have a Husky, a Palmsky, and a Maltese. And I have this picture I carry with me everywhere I go, the three of them sitting together, all in their little outfits together, all in a little line, one from the biggest down to the smallest. This is the cutest picture in the world. It's my life. It's like your kids. Everybody carries pictures of their kids, their grandkids. I carry my dogs with me everywhere I go because I'm a dog kind of guy, right? I have a shirt that said, I was sane 2 Huskies ago, right? So I pull that picture out, and you know what the guy said? He goes, you got to be kidding me. I have the exact same dogs. I go, no, no way. Success leaves clues. The guy pulls out a picture of his husky, his Palmsky, and his little Maltese type looking thing, whatever it was, but it looked just like my dog. And I go, you got to be kidding me. There it is. So we start talking. He goes, yeah, I was a power lifter. I was a power lifter too. Yeah, my sons, and I was a wrestler. And my sons are now champion wrestlers, state champion wrestlers, something like that. I mean, I don't want to get his story wrong, but in fact, I'll probably have the guy on. I told him I'd have him on because he has an interesting story about how he became where he's at. So there you go. We're at this party. We're out partying all night. In fact, my wife's still sleeping because we partied it all night long. She's still out in the bed there, like trying to sleep it off. Now, I tell you this not to impress you, but to impress upon you that we'll get up and do it again tomorrow if we need to. But I won't Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And let me tell you why. Because as I said earlier in the show, this is your chance to come spend it with me. I'm going to teach a class Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday here in Houston. You need to get here. I'm going to have a special dinner meeting after the 2 days on Sunday night after we are done with our classes. We'll try to get done a little early, and then we'll go out for cocktails and dinner if people want to buy dinner, whatever they want. But we're going to go out, and we're going to meet with a bunch of successful people. I thought it was so impressive to meet with all these successful people so that you can go, I can be one of these people too. Because these people were talking about our people, the lifestyles people. That's who they were talking about. Thinking, our members are famous to them. So you're sitting here now, you're thinking, wow, you could be one of those people. You can come out and you can learn the stuff you need to learn to be able to do this. So Saturday and Sunday, we're going to teach you stuff. Rest of this radio show, I'm going to tell you some of the stuff you're going to learn. But you want to get there. Now, if you want to get there and you want to be able to go out to dinner with us afterwards and meet, you need to send me a text code. What you do is type in the word dinner, D-I-N-N-E-R. Type that in and send it to 88007. I'm going to give it to you again. Write this down. You don't want to miss out on this. Dinner, D-I-N-N-E-R, and send it to 88007. Text is that. Now, the two-day, you need to get in here for that. And normally the classes, the membership here is normally $740, but we have it on sale because the marketplace is just on fire right now. This group of people we met last night, they were amazed at how many deals we were buying. In fact, there was a Marcus Millichap person there who's one of the largest commercial real estate firms, and they said that, you know, hey, we're closing two deals with them today and next week. I mean, we're just rocking. In fact, they closed one today, and they got another one coming up this week. Just, we're the people making it happen. And you can be one of those people. You just have to get in here. That's going to be your challenge. You've got to get in here to be one of those people. So you can text the word radio to 88007, and you can get in for $297. And that's for a whole year, by the way. You can come to the classes that we have, all the different classes. There's tons of stuff to learn and continuing education of all types. But this is special. You're going to come meet me. Now, why is it special? Because I want to meet you. That's what's special about this. I want to meet you. I want you to come in here, look me in the eye, and say, Del, oh, I don't know. I'm too young. I'm too old. I have too much money to think about this kind of stuff. My job's too high paying to think about this kind of stuff. I have a 401k. I have an IRA. I don't have a 401k. I don't have an IRA. I don't have any money. Whatever your excuse is, I'm too old. Hey, I'm 70. You know, if you're older than me, okay. It might be an excuse. I've got people 80 years old have done it, believe it or not. I mean, you got to put your money somewhere. You got to do something with your money, even right up to the point you're going to die. Now, if you got no money at all, then, hey, you can't invest none. None is not a number to invest. But if you've got some money and it's sitting out there and it's not doing what it should be doing for you and or what you wanted to do for your family when you're gone, then you need to come in and meet me. I've got a class coming up here that I don't want you to miss. This class is coming up this Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be 8 hours each day. It may go longer, may go shorter, depending on if Well, it's not going to go longer because I'm not going to let it go longer. But typically these things, you know, are going to go either shorter if there's not a lot of questions or longer if there's more questions type of deal. But we've allotted for their time allotment to be 8 hours each day. So what are you going to learn? Well, first of all, you're going to learn this point, that your position, your feeling, your understanding of retirement is simply wrong. Wrong is a harsh word. Maybe I shouldn't say wrong. Maybe that's the wrong thing to say. Maybe I say it's one-sided. It only covers what you've been told your whole life, and it doesn't cover what rich people have been told, successful people have been told. So you were told, hey, you're going to go get a school, go to school, get your grades, get a good job, build a career. Save some money in a 401k, and you're going to work the rest of your life. And then somewhere down the line, you're going to have enough money to be able to, yep, you heard it, quit your job. But you're sitting here in the situation where you are in that. You've done all that. You've accomplished everything you've told to do. And yet, deep in your mind, you're feeling like you're living a life of quiet desperation. People don't understand. You know, they, from the outside, you look truly successful. You keep up a good smiley face to everybody. I mean, I meet you guys, you shake hands, you're excited, and you know, whatever. But when I really meet you, when you come in and you work with me personally and we sit down and we talk about, okay, where would you like to be? If you could be anywhere in the world, what would your life look like 5 years from now? And man, people open up and tell you, I don't want this in my life. I don't want that in my life. I don't want this in my life. I've had people tell me, I was talking to some guy last night, and he said, if you could write me a check and just give me a check, I'd quit everything I'm doing right now. Just get me out of this, right? And this guy's got a successful business, but, you know, he's working. Remember, when you go to these events, guys, there are the rich people that are not working. There are the rich people that work their butt off. And then there are just the everybody else is trying to get there. I met one kid, young guy, nice guy, but he goes, I want to be where you're at. I said, well, then come to this class. And I grabbed his boss. You know, I said, hey, look, you know me. You know what I've done. You know how many people I've changed their lives for, thousands of people for 20, 35 years. This is your employee. He wants to be like the people in this room. You are his boss. Tell him. Come to my class this weekend. Don't give us any more hype. Don't tell me how good you are, how excited you are, how aggressive you are, or anything. If you can't make it to 2 days with me, you're not going to be successful. Because you can't muster up enough wannabe. Tony Robbins says it best. He says, if there's enough why, how is really pretty easy. But you have to have enough why. Why do you want to change? Makes all the difference in the world. Now, once we work through that and we figure out what your why is, and we then figure out how much income is it going to take for you to be able to do what you want to do, whether that is walk away from your job or not. Maybe you don't want to walk away from your job, right? Maybe you simply want to just add some more income to it. It's a possibility. But whatever it is, we got to get down. We got to get a picture. You need a map. It's not that you're dumb. You're not. You've done everything they've asked you to do. You're successful. You're not dumb. It's not you're not a hard worker. You worked your butt off to get where you're at. But it's like you had a map and you followed the map diligently. But instead of taking you to happiness and healthiness and success and prosperity and a wonderful marriage and a great set of relationship with your children, instead of taking you to all that, it took you to this job, to this career, to this life of running in the little gerbil wheel around and round and round and round you go every day, living in the rat race, as they say, pushing the rock up the hill. You can't take a day off. If I take a day off, the rock comes back at me. How do you get anywhere if the rock comes back at you? You've got to learn how to not let the rock come back at you, how to set up your life. My rule number one in life is don't lose money. Don't let the rock come back at you. If you don't ever lose money, then the next step is how do I create enough cash flow? I need enough cash flow. to be able to get there. And the last rule in my thing is you can't get rich slow, which basically says this. You don't want to take 5 or 10 years to get there, right? You don't want to take 15 or 20 years to get there. You want to get there within a relatively short period of time. Now, short for some people, 5 years would be incredible, right? Other people, it's 2, 3, whatever it is. But you don't want it to be 20. You don't want to work another 20 years. Think about it this way. If you're 40 years old, you're halfway to being dead. It's half over. But your work life is only half over. You started at 20, you worked to 40. You're sitting there at 40 going, man, deep inside, not on the surface, you're not letting your wife know you're miserable. You're not letting your kids know you're miserable. You're not letting your boss know you're miserable. You know you're not. But deep inside, just between you and I, you know you're saying to yourself, can I do another 20 years? I went from 20 to 40. Can I do 20 more? I mean, and then when you get to be 50, you go, can I do 10 more? Because they seem to get longer. The older you get, it's like, oh, my God. The day you get up and go to work seems longer and longer and longer every day. It's an amazing thing, right? So here we are. The question is, are you going to get here this weekend and talk to me? This is your chance to get to work with me this weekend. If you want, you can also go out to dinner afterwards and hang out with a bunch of successful people and feel like you're a part of the group, get involved in the group. And we're going to do that Sunday night after class on Sunday. But if you want to be a part of that, you need to send me a message. You want to be there. Text the word dinner, D-I-N-N-E-R, dinner, D-I-N-N-E-R, to 88007, 88007. Now, if you're not a member and you want to come to this too, and by the way, if you're a member and you want to refresh, let's get in here. I'm teaching. I'm going to teach it in my normal, excited, wild style. Get the information, the facts, and the details out there you need. Lots of material, lots of detail, a lot of facts you need. If you're a member, come take a refresher course if you like. But come live. Come sit with me and let me talk to you about where you're going. We're going to take another break. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Walmsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Tired of chasing trends or guessing what works? Lifestyles Unlimited teaches a strategy-focused approach to real estate investing that starts with education. Text radio to 88007. That's RADIO to 88007.
You're hearing the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is the desire, the dreaming, burning desire to have you guys come out and see me. I'm going to be teaching this weekend in Houston, Texas, Saturday and Sunday. I have a case study Friday night where if you want to come and meet people that have done this, hear their stories, it's, you know, like kind of a situation where you can meet real people that have done it and share their stories. But Saturday and Sunday, I'm going to be teaching. That's what you can't miss. If you want to come to that, you can get signed up. If you're not a member, normal membership, $740, you can get in for $297, yeah, that's what it is, and that's for a year. Give you this class and a whole more a year more of all of our training classes that's available that you can get to, and you can also take this class multiple times if you like. But I don't teach it all the time, so you're going to come this weekend because I'm teaching it, and you want to make sure that I get to work with you. Now, I also have an offer for you if you want to go out afterwards to dinner. We're going to meet somewhere. We're going to have some cocktails and talk and maybe have dinner, depending on how hungry you are. And that, if you want to go to that event, just text the word dinner, D-I-N-N-E-R, to 88007. Now, if you're not a member and you want to get joined up, text the word radio to 88007, and they'll get you an opportunity to, first of all, you can take a free workshop there if you want. Or if you'd rather, you just go ahead and sign up. It's up to you. The free workshop is just to tell you a little bit about what we do and how we do it and what you'll be doing and so forth. But I'm going to tell you that right now. One of the things I'm going to teach you this weekend after we get you past the fact that you can do this no matter who you are. And by the way, there are some limitations to you can and can't do this. Although I have had a blind lady. I do have a blind lady that's a member, believe it or not. And I had a guy that was in a wheelchair, completely quadriplegic, paralyzed, did it and succeeded at it, believe it or not. He has died since. You know, he lived for quite a while from his 20s to like almost his 40s as a paraplegic, but he bought real estate and that's how he supported him and his wife. Amazing thing. So, I mean, there are some really extreme limitations in life, but money and time and, you know, all the little things that people worry about, let's get over those, get in here, because you need for me to show you what you don't even know you have, show you how to get to what you have that you don't even know you can get to, and how to put it together where it works. So let's talk about some numbers here for a second. One of the things one of the rules, rule three, is you can't get there slow. So you put your money in a savings account and you earn 3%, or, you know, they say the stock market goes up by 7% or whatever. Real estate goes up by 6%. What all these different things about things go up by? That is just waiting on inflation to make what you own go up in value. We're not doing that. Let me give you an example. I'm going to teach you how to go out and buy a house. Now, I'm going to make up some numbers here. These are just radio numbers are easy to envision. Buy a house that's worth, after it's all repaired, everything else on the street is selling for $200,000. You pull up the comps of houses that have just sold, and you look at them and go, that one's in great shape. Okay, good. That's a $200,000 house. I'm buying the same kind of house in the same neighborhood for $100,000, but it's destroyed. And the person who owns it isn't going to fix it. The fact that they let it get destroyed is of the very essence that says that I can't afford to fix it, and they're not going to fix it. But they can't sell it, and you can't go get a Fannie Mae loan to buy it. So the only way you could buy that house would be pay cash, unless you learn how to do what I'm going to teach you how to do, which is go to my finance company and get a hard money loan. In other words, we're going to lend you the money to buy the house. But interestingly enough, the way the finance company works is that they will lend you 75% of the after repaired value. So if the property cost me $100,000 and it cost me $50,000 to renovate, that's $150,000. They'll lend me every penny to do the deal. Now, there's some closing costs in there, so let's not get off on a little tangent. So let's say it costs $40,000 to renovate it, and then the other 10 is closing costs. Now I'm in for nothing, right? Typically, what we see these things working out like is that typically you're going to put anywhere between $10,000 and $30,000 down. So let's give you a number like that. Let's say, for instance, that the purchase was $100,000, the repair was $50,000, so I'm in it for $150,000, but there's $10,000 worth of closing costs, all right? Because we're going to get two different loans. One, the hard money loan to go do this, because you can't get a Fannie Mae loan when this thing's torn up. Now, once it's completely renovated, typically, we have a tenant in by then, too, but we don't have to. We're going to refinance it out and put it into a Fannie Mae loan with a lower interest rate, 30-year mortgage, 30-year amortization, just the regular typical mortgage you'd have on it, back down to a normal lower interest rate. Now, the hard money interest rates are not that high, but they used to be. But now there's competition for hard money, and so the hard money loans are not that high. So you look at this thing, and we can get into this, you know, if there was only $10,000 of the closing costs, we're in for $10,000. Now let's say the renovation cost is more. Let's say the renovation cost is 60 instead of 50. We bought it for 100. We've got 60,000 in renovation. So now we're at 160 all in. And they'll only lend us 150. Well, we're going to need an extra 10,000 for renovation. And we're going to need a $10,000 for closing costs. So we're going to have to come to the table with $20,000. So let's look at these three scenarios. Zero out of pocket. We buy it for one. We have it for 100. We renovate it for 50. We own it for 150. It's worth 200. We just made $50,000 with no money. That's an infinite rate of return. You know, you can put a denominator under it and whatever, and but it's an infinite rate of return. Very easy to get wealthy if you can make those kinds of returns. Okay. Second example. Let's say there's $10,000 out of pocket. Now we just made $40,000 because remember we're now in it for 160. We made $40,000 on it out of $10,000. That's a 400% return. Again, a number that's very easy to get rich. Now, how many of those in a row do you have to do before you've really got some money? The reality is most people don't do more than 10 of them. I think I've seen people do 20 of them. I did 107, but I'm a freak. I couldn't stop myself. It was like drugs to me. It was almost too much fun. I couldn't stop kind of thing, you know? I used to joke about it. I'd put my arm up in the air and I'd tap it like, yeah, where's my next injection, man? Where's my next fix? It was so much fun. But, you know, you do five of them and you're making $50,000 a house. That's 200, that's a quarter of $1 million right there. You'll never save that. Your whole life you'll work. You'll work your entire life to save that much money. And you make that amount of money in a year. It's interesting stuff, right? So let's say that you have $20,000 in it. So now we're in it for $170,000. We only make $30,000. So we made $30,000. We're in it for $170,000. 20 of that is our money. So we made $30,000 on $20,000. That's like 120% return. Again, it's an unbelievable return. So let's get crazy and say, whoa, it didn't work out as well as any of those. We had $40,000 in it. Okay, so let's look at that number. So we're in for 190, it's worth 200, we made $10,000, right? So we made $10,000 on the deal. However, what do we have in it? We have $40,000 in it, we made $10,000, so we made what? 25% return right there. Instead of the 3%, we made 25. Now, in addition to that, we have cash flow. We have our monthly rental checks coming in. So you add that to each and every deal you do, and those just keep building up over here on the side because that's what you're ultimately going to retire on is cash flow. But way before you get there, you need to build some money up. You need to have some money, and you know you need some money. You can't retire with no money. You need money. So you got to learn how to make it. So there's a way to make quite a bit of money. I'm going to teach you how to do that. That's going to be on Saturday. We'll learn how to do single families. On Sunday, I'm going to change you over to multifamily. And multifamily is really a freak. I mean, it's truly a freak situation. Let me give you a quick little tidbit of this, and that is you can have two apartment complexes that are identical. One on one side of the street, one on the other side of the street, built the same year by the same builder. They're exactly alike. One on one side of the street is operated by a poor operator, and the one on the left side of the street is a good operator. The good operator can produce $200,000 worth of income a year. Net operating income. That's all the income minus all the expenses, what you'd get to keep if you didn't have a mortgage on the place. The operator on the other side can only produce $100,000 worth of net operating income. So the property is worth some multiple, and this multiple is called a cap rate, and I'm not going to get into cap rates here on the radio. I will in the 2-day. Explain them in detail, where they come from, how to use them, how to calculate them. But let's just for this moment say that everything's worth 10 times. It's a 10 multiple. So if you have $100,000 with NOI, the property's worth $1 million. If you have $200,000 worth of NOI at 10 multiple, the property's worth $2 million. So you realize I can go across the street, and I've done this. I bought the property right across the street from me. I am teaching this weekend, and you must not miss it. I need that opportunity to meet with you, to talk to you, to get inside of your head and help you see the success that's in there, help you see that you too can have that happy life, that you can live the life you want to do, what you want, when you want, with whomever you want, wherever you want, and have the money to afford to do it. It's in you. It's sitting there right below the surface, right underneath all that glitzy, glossy, on top of the skin success. You know, the car, the house, the nice clothes, right? All those things that we do as posers to look successful. And then there's the real successes in life, your family, your wife, your kids. Those are real successes. And then your health and your fitness. Do you feel like you're at your peak health, your peak fitness? I met a guy the other night, very, very, very successful guy. And this guy, we were talking and everything, and it just came to it. And we revealed that he's the same height as I am. And the guy weighs 50 pounds more than I do. Actually, it was 60 pounds more than I do. And other than that, the guy's smarter than I am, better looking than I am. You know, he's got a great business. He's a successful person. But you could see it in his eyes that he knows he needs to be 60 pounds less. He knows it. But he's too busy. He's got a great business. You got a great job. You got a great career. But you don't have time to go to the gym. You don't have time to stay on a diet. You know, you don't have time to think about your health. Whew, how successful is that, my friends? I don't think that's so. So, by the way, you want to meet me afterwards, if you're a member and you want to come, you haven't got to meet me yet, you want to meet me, you can come to this party after party also. And, you know, this meetup here, just put the word dinner, text the word dinner, D-I-N-N-E-R, and text it to 88007. You're welcome to come if you're a member already. If you're not a member, you got to get joined up. So you're going to go to text the word radio to 88007 to get yourself signed up. It's only $2.97. Heck, the dinner that I ate last night cost more than $297 for my wife and I. And it was free because we hang out with these people. It's not what you know in life, it's who you know. Now you're going to know me. These people came and said, man, I want to meet you. And I'm very proud. Don't get me wrong, man. My head doesn't blow up. I was very proud to spend the time speaking and sharing ideas with these guys because I'm the old guy now. I remember when I was the young guy. Now I'm the old guy, right? In fact, maybe I should tell you the old guy story. Maybe not. I think I'll tell the old guy story at the party because it's the greatest story in the world about how you start out as a young guy and you end up as an old guy. And everything in between, and what it means, and how to deal with it, and what it should teach you. Great story. I'm going to save that one for live because it's pretty amazing. But for you, you can get there. All you have to do is text the word dinner to 88007. By the way, if you're a member and you're in the Houston area and you're a lead investor, you should be here. You might meet the next partner of one of your deals. You might meet some other people that are really excited. Whoever's excited enough to come out on Sunday night for a little meeting. And by the way, we're not going to stay out late because I know most of you have to get up and go back to work. Oh, my gosh. Terrible, terrible, terrible. But we won't stay out late because of that. But we will do some networking, maybe have some adult beverages and some dinner. And then, you know, we'll get home. We'll get out of there. I guarantee you we'll be out of there before 10 o'clock. Most people probably leave by 9. I'm going to try to get it started by 5 so we can get it done early. Whatever it is, the bottom line is it's worth it, whatever it is, because, you know, even if you're a little tired on Monday, you go back in there and say, you know, I'm tired because I bought some of my life back from America. Corporate America has me by the yin yangs, and now I bought it back. And I'm taking some time to figure out what I need to do to make it work for me. That's what I did. And that's why I'm tired. And you tell yourself that, it was worth it. It was worth being a little tired. Because when you figure out how to solve all this stuff, when you figure out the map, when I give you the map and work with you personally on your map, because the map is pretty generic, but it's not when it comes to where you start and how you get on the map. You got to get on the map where you can get on the map. And you got to know the right steps to take. You get on the map at the wrong place, you're going to get blown out. You need to start the right way, do the right thing, and have the help along the way. That's what we're here for. We're a mentoring and education program. That's what Lifestyles is. We seem to be like a social club. Everybody tells me it's more like a social club than an investing club because everybody likes everybody. Everybody is excited to go and do things with each other, travel around the world. We have trips going everywhere with groups and going on in boats and they do everything together. Because why? Because if you're right now working 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, or like I did, 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, you don't have time to do that stuff. You can't go with us to France, to Italy, to Spain, to Greece. You can't go with us to Tahiti. You can't go with us to Hawaii. We're going all over the place. You're not going because you got to work, and you know it. And I'm not saying that to impress you about what we do. I'm saying it to inflict the pain on you you should have that you aren't doing it, because you should be doing it. And if travel's not your thing, is it hiking? Is it camping? Is it scuba? We have like two or three different groups of scuba divers. They go all over the world scuba diving. We have mountain climbing group that climb mountains. You go, Dell, I thought you were a real estate training club. We are. But once people become financially free, they got a life. They got to figure out what to do with all this time now. You know, now I'm financially free. What do I do? Right? It's not about the money. It's about the lifestyle. I've been telling you that for years. And now it's your chance to get in. Text the word radio to 88007 if you want to go to the party. Text dinner to 88007. I look forward to seeing you this Saturday and Sunday. And remember, it isn't the money. It's the lifestyle. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.